Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to We Are the Voice. I am your host, John Valentine. Thank you for tuning in today. We're going to be talking about being a voice for the voiceless. This has been an ongoing theme of my podcast, talking about the abortion issue. I wanted to tackle one situation that I believe would have ended the abortion fight in the 70s. If men had just stepped up to the plate and said that life begins at conception in the early 70s, we would not be fighting the abortion problem today. The fact that men have not stepped up to the plate to be a voice in this matter of life or death means that death has been able to have its way with women and children. The Bible says that life and death are in the power of the tongue. And men have stayed so silent for years on this very matter, and we call it women's reproductive rights. Since when did it become women's reproductive rights to choose death? You know when it began? It began when men decided to be silent. It began when men decided to be silent. If we had just stood up and took our place as men and said, life begins at conception, the war on abortion would have ended long before now. But yet it rages on because men have not taken their place in history at the wall to declare that life begins at conception. Why? It's because we are afraid of the feminist movement. We are afraid of being canceled as men and feeling less than men. We fear that if we step up to the plate and declare life begins at conception, then we're going to be attacked verbally by women who say that it's my right, it's my choice. It's time, men, that we actually step up to the plate and we actually start to declare life in the United States, that we start to declare that life begins at conception. If we step up to the plate and we declare that life begins at conception, abortion cannot go further. Because the problem is, men, that abortion has been able to persist because we have stayed silent in the name of women's reproductive rights. This is not an issue of women's reproductive rights. It was never about women's reproductive rights, like I pointed out yesterday. Planned Parenthood did not start out being Planned Parenthood. It started out as being the Negro Project. Margaret Sanger started the Negro Project. What abortion was supposed to have done is euthanize the black race from being able to exist. Do we really want to take on that responsibility? Do we really want to fight that fight? Because if we actually did our research, ladies and gentlemen, we would find that the reason that abortion has been able to stand all these years is because men have stayed silent on the issue. If we had just said in the early 70s, when Roe versus Wade was even a lawsuit, if we had actually stood up and said life begins at conception, abortion would not be able to have persisted this long, over 45 years in its history. Maybe if we had stood up in the early 70s, men, and declared life begins at conception, 60 million babies would not have been aborted. It's time that we come forward and we become voices for the voiceless. We were made to defend and protect the weak, to walk with the lowly, and to declare life. So men, it's our job to declare life begins at conception. And it's not just that we have to declare it to the public. We have to declare it to our wives and our children that life begins at conception. We have to take responsibility for what we allow on our watch. And the way that we do that is to speak life. It's to speak life. It's time that we as men become silent no more and we start to speak out on this issue and let our voices be heard and stand up for what's right and what's true. Life begins at conception, and that has to be the voice that we start to stand with and say, life begins at conception. Did you know that if men actually started to take their place as being a voice for the voiceless, then politicians would not be able to fight the fight that does not belong to them? Did you know that abortion is not a fight that belongs to politicians? It's not a fight that belongs to politicians. It's a fight that exists because men stay silent. We have vacated our responsibility of declaring life over our families, over our wives, over our children. It's time that we declare that life begins at conception. We have to get to a place where we are not afraid to speak out, to stand up, and let our voices be heard. We have a responsibility, men, to declare that life begins at conception. We have to stop our hookup culture. We have to stop our one-night stand culture. We want the 5 minutes of fun, but we don't want the responsibility of bringing up children in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. Children are a heritage from the Lord, and blessed is the woman whose quiver is full of them. We have to choose life. Do you know why we haven't been able to fight the fight of abortion? It's because we did not choose life. Not only did we stay silent, but we did not choose life. We didn't choose life. We did not choose life. We did not step into our God-given responsibility to choose life. We spoke death, and we told young girls and young women, take care of it, get rid of it. And I ask again, why should a child have to pay the consequences for the decisions that we make? When we purposefully have unprotected sex, knowing that a child could be born, we still do it. And then when that child is, we find out that a woman is pregnant. We speak death to her womb because we don't want the responsibility. We wanted the fun, but we did not want the responsibility. That has to change, and we have to start to become a voice for the voiceless that do not have a voice in their mother's womb. We cannot stay silent. This is a war that only we can win, men, if we actually stood up to the plate and declared, life begins at conception. Life begins at conception. That is what we are to speak. That is speaking life. Not only are we speaking that to the public, but when we have a girlfriend, a fiance, a wife that becomes pregnant, we speak life to her stomach and say, this is a child inside of your womb. It's life. And it starts at conception, and we bring this child forward in the love and the fear and the admonition of the Lord. That's the end of that argument. We have to start to speak life. We have a responsibility to be a voice for those that have no voice. What about little Susie? What about little Johnny? They were silenced because we stayed silent, men. We have the blood of over 60 million babies aborted in the United States since Roe versus Wade. And yet we still stay silent. How much bloodshed has to be shed until we get to the point where we become a voice for the voiceless and we protect the weak and the voiceless in our culture and in our society and fight for them? How much bloodshed has to occur? Well, I can tell you, the longer the bloodshed goes on, that bloodshed will be avenged. The Bible says that your brother's blood cries up from the ground, and that blood must be avenged. We will pay the price for the blood that we have let be shed on our watch because we stayed silent. It's time that we become a voice for the voiceless and stand up and say, once and for all, life begins at conception. And that is a life within a mother's womb. That's it. That's the battle, ladies and gentlemen. It's not about reproductive rights. It's not about reproductive rights. Women should not be free to choose death. It should not be a choice to choose death. When it becomes a choice to choose death, it's no longer about a choice. It's a state of being. It's a state of the mind. It's a state of the emotional being, mentally. A woman who chooses death does not understand the life within her. A woman who chooses death is a broken woman and doesn't know she has the right to protect and the responsibility and the obligation to protect the life within her. That's why we men have to step up to the plate and declare life begins at conception. There is no other choice. We have to become a voice for the voiceless and to stand up and say no more. Life begins at conception. That is it. That is a life. It is not a blob. It is not just a little peanut. It is not another setback. It's life. And we have to choose to see it as life and to declare that life. Thank you for staying with me. My name is John Valentine. I'm your host, and this is We Are the Voice.